And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. It's another edition of Tell Al Tuesday. I've asked Peggy and Leo to come back and join me on the show. Part of the reason I asked them to come back is because, well, I have a really good time with this couple. When you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited and you start being involved with the culture, you start doing the things that we do as members of Lifestyles Unlimited, you're going to have an opportunity to meet people just like Peggy and Leo. Now, they're not necessarily unique other than they're unique people as far as God is concerned, but they're kind of a part of a bigger culture that looks at things similarly to the way I look at things. They look at things the way other members look at things. They look at things, well, through rose-colored glasses. And I think it's safe to say that they're looking through rose-colored glasses because they've achieved what they tried to achieve by becoming members of Lifestyles Unlimited. Now, I'm going to take you all the way back to 2014. That's when they made a decision to join Lifestyles Unlimited, and I'll let them share the story with you. But that decision started them on a glide path that got them to where they are today, which is, well, very successfully real estate retired. They have amassed great wealth. They don't have to go to work to earn the income that is produced by investing in residential real estate. The real estate pays them pretty much like clockwork. And more importantly, unlike some people that join Lifestyles Unlimited, they go through the education, they get everything they need, and they kind of go on and they do their own thing, and they continue to be very successful. Peggy and Leo believe in something called giving back. Now, giving back is a huge concept within the Lifestyles Unlimited community. Not everybody's able to do it because, you know, not everybody's wired that way, but this couple, man, they are wired that way. As a matter of fact, they are so interested in meeting new up-and-coming real estate investors that they volunteer to become something called ambassadors within the Lifestyles Unlimited community. Now, that ambassadorship, that's a pretty cool thing because Lifestyles Unlimited can't be in all parts of the country, but we can have ambassadors in all parts of the country. And those ambassadors are key to our success as members because they put on events that allow us to get together and embrace the culture of Lifestyles Unlimited. Now, I have to tell you that Lifestyles Unlimited is a real estate investor education and mentoring company. That's exactly what we are. That's exactly what we've been for the last 35 years. As a matter of fact, we're going to host our 35th anniversary on September 6th and 7th in Houston, Texas. We're going to do it as a part of our two-day financial freedom seminar. And Del Walmsley, our founder and CEO, he's made a huge decision that I'm ready to share with you right now. What he wants you to do is he wants you to become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. And he's radically cut the price point back even further than what he cut it back to that we had been offering up until now. See, we were giving you a great deal at joining and becoming a member for a year at $297. I mean, that's really cheap in the context of what you get. But Dell said, you know what? For the 35th anniversary, we're going to go $100 less. We're going to offer membership for $197. That's 73% off of the normal price of $740. You're going to save $543 off of the regular price. I think that's amazing. And that deal's not going to last forever. So what you have to do is you have to text the word radio, R-A-D-I-O, to 88007. Now, Dell's going to sweeten the deal. He is. What he said was not only do you get membership for $197, but if you bring a friend along, they get the membership for, get this, $1. So for $198, Not only you, but your friend can join Lifestyles Unlimited. I can't even do the math on what that value is because it's hurting my head. It's almost like saying, come on in for free. But that's the deal Dell is making, and that's the deal that's available to you. So text the word radio to 88007. Now, let me do this. Let me switch gears and let me get back to my guests, Peggy and Leo, because right now I'm going to introduce you to them. Peggy, Leo, welcome back to the show. How are you two doing today?
We're doing great, Al, and we appreciate you inviting us onto your show very much. It's always a pleasure.
It's a real honor to be on here.
The honor is all mine, because when I get to hang out with people like you, whether I'm sitting next to you on a couch or I'm talking to you on the radio, there's one thing that always happens. I have a really good time. And I think we're just going to have a good time in this radio show today. What are your thoughts on that?
We always do. So I know it will be the same today.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, let's get into it. So in 2014, you guys pulled the trigger and you became members of Lifestyles Unlimited. Why did you do something like that?
Well, we were trading stock options. We were buying stocks and selling the options. And then the recession hit and we weren't really making enough to put food on the table. And Leo had been listening to Dale Wamsley for years on the radio. And he said, you know, this sounds like a good program. Let's go check it out. So we did. And we listened to the 2-day, learned tons of information about investing in single family and multifamily. And I kind of like the aspect that we could be passive investors because we didn't really want to work, but we did want to get income. And so we joined, and that was at the end of 2014. And then at the very end of 2014, so early 2015, we started investing, and we got into 10 apartment deals our first year.
So was that enough income to retire one or both of you?
Well, actually, Al, we were already retired because I'd been in banking and Leo had been in sales, and we retired totally by about 2008, and then we started trading stock options, and so it took us a while to build up. I mean, it's not something that you make overnight, but gosh, when you start getting those, quarterly distributions and you start doing things like refining on deals and getting a big chunk of your money back, and then when you sell, then, you know, we keep enough to have a couple of years of, money in the bank to live off of, and then we just keep reinvesting. And so it took us, I think it was about, if I remember right, about 2.5 years to where we were financially independent. So that's huge. So we have no worries anymore about retirement, because that was definitely a concern of ours before we got into Lifestyles.
Leo, what was the problem with trading stocks? I mean, why move away from something like that into real estate?
Well, one of the things is that we did good up to a point, and this doing the trading the stocks, this situation is where we buy the stock and then you sell the options off, either the put or the call. Well, what happened is in this program we were in, it had some restrictions on, you know, selling certain stocks at certain times, and we did not like that, and there was a lot more down times than up during those days. And I told Peggy, I said, you know, we're not in this to lose. Let's don't be losing our nest egg. And if we have to go back to work, you know, doing something, we will. Not that I wanted to do it. I know Peggy didn't want to. And anyways, I remember saying a prayer underneath the streetlight one night about finding something we both enjoyed doing, we can do together, we can make good money. And it wasn't 2 months later, we were in Lifestyles Unlimited in their 2-day. And, you know, it took me a while. I didn't think about it, but I got back. It's like, I told Pay, I said, you know, that was an answered prayer right there, believe it or not. And that's just really unbelievably, you know, being grateful. And it's just turned into it's been a blessing to us. And we've seen it turn into a blessing for so many people. It's just, it's a great thing to share the information. That's the reason why we want you to at least take the time to go look and see what's going on over there on the other side of the world. There's other things versus stock markets. So, anyway, do it. That's what I say.
So it took 2.5 years for you to get to the point where you guys were feeling super comfortable with the real estate. I think, Peggy, you mentioned you had like, what, 2 years worth of money in the bank to live off of? 2 years? Is that, did I get that right?
Yeah, we're pretty conservative.
Most financial planners, they tell you 6 months and you just supersized it, right?
Yeah, we're about four times that much.
Okay.
But it's worked out for us.
Okay. So that's part of your strategy for investing, those is to have a 2-year nest egg available to you. In the meanwhile, the rest of your money is deployed where? Into real estate?
Into real estate. Yes, exactly. And so when we get a nice refi, from the refi, we reinvest that money. If we sell, reinvest that money into real estate. And then just always make sure that, you know, we maintain a 2-year, you know, a bucket of cash. And, you know, we make some interest on the banks. The interest is a lot better these days than it used to be. And so it has. It's worked out real well for us.
And cash flow is significant. Absolutely. Off the properties.
What kind of interest rate are you guys getting in your savings? Are you getting like 4%, 5%, 900%? Where's that number at?
I wish we were getting 900%.
Me too.
Great. Man. Well, okay. At the peak, we got about 5%. And now we're down to about maybe 3.6, 3.8%. It's not as good as the real estate. Yeah.
I got a lot of money sitting in cash for my my first deal that I'm trying to put together. And I got the same result. I mean, you know, the interest rates are what they are. They pay what they pay. At least we get a little bit of money. But when that deal pops for me, holy smoke, I've got liquid cash I could just grab and put right into the deal. And I think that's smart for me. I think it's smart for you guys, too, because you're always on the hunt for your next deal, are you not?
We are always on the hunt, exactly. And we never stop, regardless of what the economy's doing. We just keep on investing. We look at the numbers, and if the deal makes sense and we're comfortable with the person that's leading the deal, then we keep on investing. So we've never stopped doing that.
How many assets do you own currently? How many are you invested in?
So currently we're at 42 apartment,
42.
Communities. Uh-huh.
That's a pretty significant number.
Oh, yeah, and 60 total.
60 total?
Yeah, we've sold 18 of them.
Wow. And wow, I'm still blown away at your results, because every time I ask you this question, and I seem to ask this question every time I have you on the show, because I want to get blown away, and you just blow me away. And the thing is, a lot of people are thinking, wow, that's got to be hard to do. But what we're going to find out is the opposite is true. We come back from the break. More with Peggy and Leo. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com. Learn to retire in 5 years or less through real estate investing. Learn how, learn now. Let Lifestyles Unlimited show you how. Get educated now. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited. Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon. I'm joined by Peggy and Leo, and together we're working on your financial freedom. And we're going to do so by reminding you that Lifestyles Unlimited has got this huge, huge promotion going on in celebration of our 35th year in business. Now, think about that. An organization that's been in business for 35 years, teaching people how to retire themselves. Peggy and Leo are a result of that. I'm a result of that. There are 50,000 members within the Lifestyles Unlimited community that are a result of that. And you can join the club. You totally can join the club. And here's the thing. Dell is making membership available at the lowest price point that I've heard of ever since I've been a member, and Peggy and Leo echoed it in the last segment. You can join for $197, and you can bring a friend for a dollar more. That's you and your friend for $198. You get membership in Lifestyles Unlimited. You get access to the Financial Freedom Seminar. You get what you need in order to start investing after you complete the education. Now, how do you do this? You text the word radio to 88007. Again, that word is radio, R-A-D-I-O, to 88007. So, Peggy, Leo, since you've been a member since 2014, did you have an opportunity to take the two-day financial freedom seminar with Dell?
Oh, we did. Yeah, and the neat thing about it, once you join, you can keep repeating the class. And at the level of FFP, which is what Dell is giving you the discount on, I think you get to go for a year for free. You keep getting to repeat the class. So, yeah, we've absolutely done that with Dell and also with David Fisher and trying to think. We've done it several times with just various people that are doing the class.
You know, Dell's going to teach the class in conjunction with the 35th anniversary. So on September 6th and 7th, it's going to be Dell again teaching the class. I mean, does that excite you?
Absolutely. He's a great instructor, man. He really gets the point across. He is. He's an excellent instructor and speaker. I'm telling you. He's excellent with analogies a lot of times on the point that he's trying to get across, and so the audience can understand. And he's also patient, and with students that are asking questions. And he's really superb with teaching.
Yeah, I've had the opportunity to listen to Dell present, and he has a different style than David Fisher. Obviously, they're two different people. But what I've noticed is that the content is exactly the same. You get the same information regardless of who's teaching. But the benefit here is you actually get Dell teaching, because he kind of retired from the teaching. That's part of the reason David Fisher does a lot of it. But this is one of those rare opportunities where he's going to come out of retirement from the teaching side, and he's actually going to teach the two-day financial freedom course. I'm excited to check it out. I know you guys are excited to check it out. But what I really want to ask you guys is this. How many times did you take the financial freedom seminar until you really felt that you had mastered all the concepts?
I would say probably three times, because the second time you take it, you understand more. The third time, you start really understanding more. So, but it doesn't hurt to keep taking it, because sometimes there's new things that are brought up. So we still do go in every once in a while and take the two-day.
It took a little while to listening to, you know, some of the processes and some of the concepts that they're teaching, and you just need to get it and ask questions on what you don't understand, and how leverage works, and how you can, you know, instantaneously make so much money, which is phenomenal. And they have a great method to where buying these properties and also managing them and running them and making money even in down markets. And it's just, you know, they're real patient with it, and you just keep asking until you totally can get to understand anything you don't understand. And there's a lot of people around there that are very, very knowledgeable. And so I would say it took me, you know, three or five times. And sometimes, you know, you sit there and you think, how can you make this? How can you turn, you know, $50,000 into, you know, $200,000, you know, when you're just like, it's just amazing how it's like printing money or something, using leverage and using it the right way. And so anyways, I know Peggy, being a banker, she is really, I mean, she's so conservative that I said, you know, debt is good in certain ways. If you use it right, it can be your friend. Otherwise, I said, it can be your enemy and do the opposite. But, you know, it's just, she goes, how can we triple our net worth? I said, you know, well, remember, we doubled our money in this property, that property, this property. We tripled our money in this one. And then also we're cash flow. And it's just, it all multiplies up because we keep throwing all our money back in there. Like John Price says, that the corn feed just keeps going back into the process. And it's just amazing how you can end up, your assets build up so quickly. And next thing you know, you are looking for those electronic banks to have a savings account just to earn some interest and give you time to find some more deals. And so it is just it's really a great program. It's just a lot thrown at you quickly in the beginning, and you need to pay attention to it and ask questions on when you don't understand and not be afraid.
All right, Peggy, this question's for you because I've already determined that Leo's the party animal amongst the two of you. So you're the conservative one. So you're sitting through your first financial freedom seminar, the 16-hour course. You're very conservative. What was your aha moment? In other words, at what point did the lights go on inside your mind that said, you know what, Leo, this might work?
Well, I had to check it out on my own because I really wasn't sure. And I know David had mentioned some National Apartment Association Independent Rental Owner of the Year award winners. And I thought, not so sure about that. So I checked out Lifestyle's website, and of course their names were there. But I thought, I'm going to go to the National Apartment Association website and see if Lifestyle's had some winners of these awards. And they did. And I thought, wow, this is real. And Leo was just so excited. I mean, he was just, you know, thanking God through prayer, and he'd been praying about it. And so I decided, you know, I knew Leo was excited about it. And I understood some of the real estate terms. I'd had just a little bit of exposure with family real estate, but not a whole lot. And so between that, Leo wanting to do it and hearing some of the terms that I understood and seeing that Lifestyles had trained members to win the awards, then I was ready to go. So those were my aha moments.
Would you change anything now that you know what you know?
I would have joined sooner.
Really?
That's for sure. Oh, absolutely.
Leo, I'll say this. We've turned her, she's turned into an animal for this real estate. And I mean, she doesn't miss a beat. I mean, I can't keep up with her anymore. She just is always, I mean, God, she loves making that money. I mean, you know, bankers love making money. And boy, I tell you what, that Peggy's got it down. And I'm telling you, man, I said, maybe we ought to balance our life out. We're talking about some other stuff. And she goes, well, you want to make money in these deals we're getting ready to go see? We better keep talking. I said, all right, let's keep talking. But she just never stops. She's really great, man. She's fantastic. She's a smart whippersnapper.
You aroused your inner banker, huh?
I did, boy. When it happened, it happened. And glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I mean, to tell you, she got after it.
I'm going to switch gears on you a little bit, because what I want to do is I want to talk about the culture of Lifestyles Unlimited. And I don't think there's anybody better suited to address this topic than the two of you, because when I joined Lifestyles Unlimited, you were already kind of a known name. I mean, you were a name that was broadcast out to the community, either through the educational sessions, or we were at some kind of meetup event, or in my case, I just sat down next to you guys in San Antonio and we started talking, and I was like, holy smokes, these are the people that I know all about. Were you as enamored with me as I was enamored with you when I sat down with you guys?
Al, we're always enamored with you. You are amazing. Yeah.
Can't get close enough to you because there's too many people around you.
No? Yeah, that is a problem sometimes. So it was a good thing I plopped down where I plopped down, because you guys were already plopped down there.
No, it's just so much fun going to those meetings and meeting friends. And, you know, as passives, we can talk about leads and how the deals are going and talk about deals coming up. But, I mean, we look to meetings, real estate meetings, as parties. I mean, we just go and we're with our friends. And we know not everybody's necessarily as social or as outgoing, but it's a good opportunity if you aren't real chatty and you're not real social, is just to go to the meetings and listen and learn and even stand in groups where people are chatting, and you can keep listening. Then you start learning the buzzwords. You know, it took me a little while to learn the buzzwords. And then you start feeling more comfortable talking to other people about real estate. So we get excited when there's a case study where there's a multifamily member that talks about their deal, and there's a couple of single family members that talk about their deals, their single family homes, and we meet the vendors and we chat. We love to go there, and then we love to go out on the road trips where we go out and we see, feel, touch apartments. This is an apartment that a lead investor, which out in the market, they call them syndicators, but they show us their apartment and they talk about their victories, their challenges, how they overcame their challenges, and we just get to see the work that they've done. And we love that. You know, that's so much fun. And then we typically go out to a restaurant bar after that so that we can continue to network. So that was kind of a long answer.
But it was a good answer.
Plus, we have a party every month, too. It's the meetup group. That's fun.
Yeah, that is always a party.
It just is. I thought, hell, that's how you can get people there. And that, I mean, you don't have to direct them in what they want to talk about. Everybody's talking real estate, and everybody's listening and speaking. It's great.
Well, then as we become friends, then you just start talking about other things other than real estate, which is good, and which, you know, means that we're developing a friendship with each other. And we're there to help each other out. I mean, we go to each other's retirement from corporate parties. We go to Christmas parties. We've been on cruises with members. We definitely have become family and do have a whole new set of friends. So we love that.
So Lifestyles Unlimited is more than just education and mentoring. It's an entire culture.
Yeah. And we're like-minded in the sense that we think out of the box. We're planning on retirement, building up, you know, a nest egg. We're planning on legacy for our kids to help them out. It's just great. And Lifestyles is such an ethical company, and they really have, I mean, we've been around for 11 years, but we keep on learning new things. It's ongoing. It's great.
Leo, what are your thoughts?
Absolutely. It's a constant party. It's the way I look at it. And they do, but you know, I'll say this, Lifestyles is really excellent at bringing in vendors and educators from the outside on various aspects of these apartments. And they can... So it's educational too, and I look forward to that. But also, it's just all the friendships and all the laughter and having fun with people. And also, that's how you find out about, you know, certain things that are going on. You know, people talking about, well, they bumped into so and so, and they got a deal that looks, you know, it's worth looking at. And they're really, you know, great people. And you stay involved with it. And it's not like it's homework or work to do. It didn't work for us, I'll tell you that. It just comes naturally. And it's just a thing that we really enjoy and look forward to. And that's the reason why we go to every single meeting. If we had our way, we'd be down in San Antonio and Houston going to every one of their meetings too. But we just, you know, just hit it 100% and enjoy it from top to bottom and, you know, take it seriously. But, it's just great, you know, and people get to know each other, and there's a lot of nice people in Dallas. And also there's a lot of nice people in Lifestyles in general. They're just great people, and the abundance mentality, it just helps it all work and flow in the same direction. And that abundance mentality is a very powerful situation compared to, like, some of our competitors and individual organizations that buy and run these properties. They're out there on their own little island, and we're like a continent, and it's great. Boy, everybody works together, and everybody wants to help each other. So, you know, you just really love it. You don't, there's nobody, I mean, you see, when you go into those before, like the case studies in the pre room where it's kind of like a lobby area. I mean, you got everybody talking to everybody. It doesn't make any difference who you are. You can be brown, white, green, and whatever, and any from any society. And I tell you, everybody's in there yakking it up. You can't even hear yourself a lot of times because everybody's so excited. Everybody's talking. Everybody wants to make money, and everybody has a lot to say and a lot to, you know, to listen to. And so it's just a it just self-perpetuates itself. So anyways, all you got to do is be friendly with people, you know, listen and ask questions, and boy, it comes to you. You know, it's great, you know.
Well, and another thing is that it's a good feeling to know that we fix up apartments. We make them safer. We make them nicer to live in. So we really do help a lot of people, and it's a great feeling to be a part of that. And another thing, Leo was talking about that he wished that he could go to Houston and San Antonio meetings. Well, these meetings are virtual. So if we're not there, then we can watch the road trips that I talked about, and we can watch the case studies. So that's a real good thing. And then another thing, when we joined in 2014, we were just in Texas, but now we're national. So there's various markets that we're strong in and we invest in. So that's opened up a lot of opportunity for us. So anyway, and then we've got operations consultants, and these are women that worked for property management companies, big companies, for 30 plus years. And once a lead investor buys an apartment, then they can call on these women and ask them questions about anything. And we've got tons of training and educational information online, and that's on single family and multifamily. So it's just constant, and things do change. So Lifestyles keeps up with the laws and what's going on, you know, in the market, and they educate us on all of that. So anyway, we love Lifestyles.
It's a great place to be.
Which one of you had the idea to become an ambassador?
We were asked to be ambassadors because Terry was watching us in the lobby, and we were just chatting with people, and she walked up and she said, "You guys are ambassadors." Well, we didn't have any idea what she was talking about, and that was probably about a year before they started the program. So what they did, they sent out an email to everybody, you know, to see if they were interested, and then Terry followed up with us and asked us if we would do it. And and we said, "Well, we don't want to work. I mean, we're retired." And she said, "No, all you have to do is keep doing what you're doing." And what we were doing was we were talking to people and welcoming people and introducing people. And so we absolutely love it, and we love to help people out. And really, we've got a lot of great ambassadors all over the country that help you and kind of maybe show you the roadmap and introduce you to people that might help you get something done, introduce you to other passives, leads. And so that's really kind of how we got started. And I think that was probably, Leo, you think it was maybe 8 years ago when we got going with that?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah. But we love it.
And you've been doing it ever since. So let me give you guys a little quiz. Let me see how well you've been paying attention on this radio show. What word do the listeners need to text to 88007 in order to get this 35th anniversary special of only $197 plus a friend joining for just a buck more?
Radio.
You get a gold star. That's outstanding.
Way to go, Peggy.
Way to go.
That's the reason why I'm on her team. Thanks.
There you go. There we go. Go Bankers. All right. We're at the end of the show. I want to thank you guys for being on the show. You've made a difference in somebody's life. And for those of you on the fence, text radio to 88007, and let's get you going.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.